The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It's a beautiful Sunday morning, 7:30, bright and early. Hope you're doing well this morning. Hope you had a great Saturday night. We're up and early, bright and early today to provide you financial advice in a language you can understand. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial. We're located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Our firm was started back in 1968 by my father, Barry Friedman. We've been doing financial planning on the North Shore for residents of the North Shore, Merrimack Valley, and in the southern New Hampshire area since, you know, long times, 1968. But what we do is it's big picture stuff. This is not, you know, stock brokerage stuff. It's not like someone comes walking into my office and says, hey, Mark, I've got $80,000 that I want to roll over from my 401k. Can you recommend a few good stocks for me? No, that's not what we do. At Friedman Financial and on Dollars and Cents, what we try to provide you is some comprehensive financial planning advice. I want you to think big picture. I want you to give a big scope and thought as to what personal finance means, what retirement means, what spending money means, and how money has changed in our lives. So over the course of this 1 hour that I'll be with you, I'm going to give you a few different types of topics today. We're going to talk about a few things. Here's one of them. It says 10 things not to buy in 2014. We're going to talk a little bit in a few minutes about some of those items that have become more commonplace to us over the past 5-10 years, but may not be around and may not be necessary next year. So things you might want to be thinking about. I've got a great story to tell you about that as well. Something that I did when I was teaching my son's fifth grade class. We do junior achievement there at the North Andover Elementary School, and I got a great story there. I'm also going to talk to you a little bit today about how to retire early. Now, that might sound intriguing. There was a story in CBS Market Watch called How to Retire Early, 35 years early. This is the story of someone who wanted to retire at age 30. I'm not convinced that that's such a great thing to do, but we'll talk about that. Another thing I want to tell you about is something else that's been in the paper lately. You know, a lot of people are looking to buy and sell homes. Housing prices here all throughout Massachusetts seem to be going up. You're getting some great value on those housing prices. If you go to Zillow.com, Z-I-L-L-O-W.com, you're able to go to a site where you can actually get a sense as to what your house might be worth. But what most people don't realize is how good of a tax break you can get for selling your house. We're going to talk about that later on in the show as well. And finally, I want to focus on this phenomenon that keeps happening within the 401k world. Everybody has 401ks, but would you believe that last year, 5.7 million people who have a 401k plan took money out of their 401k plan as a distribution, not as a loan. They took the money out. Now, a 401k plan, as you know, is well prepared and well designed to be for your retirement, but so many people are taking out the money early. So we're going to talk about that later in the show. But first, let me remind you about something that we talked about and have talked about over the past few weeks. It's this Social Security analysis that our firm offers. A lot of people signed up for it last week. They went to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. They said, I'd like to have that free Social Security analysis. And what happened was we got the email from you. We signed you up for our newsletter, but also sent you an email that included a one-pager that said, here's the questionnaire that you need to fill out. Because, of course, we need to gather information about your personal situation in order to produce a Social Security analysis. We received over 30 of them between the newsletter and from listeners to the radio show, 30 requests last week. So keep those coming. That's fine with us. But here's one of the challenges that we ran into. Someone wrote us an email back after they got our questionnaire. And they said, why do you need all this information? Well, interestingly enough, in order to do a good job, in order to provide you with the right information as to when's the best time to take your Social Security, we need to have good information to start with. You've heard this term garbage in and garbage out. This can't be a guess. If you're serious about trying to determine the best time and the best way to take Social Security, you need to be able to provide a bunch of information. I will tell you this. If you said to me, look, Mark, I'm 62 years old. My wife is 58 years old. This is the amount of money we're supposed to get from Social Security based upon the report that we get, the benefit statement that we get from Social Security. If that's all the information that you can send to me, I will tell you this. I know the answer before you even send me your information. The answer is wait till age 70. Because at age 70, you're going to get the most amount of money. Yes, 66 is the full retirement age for many people today. You can take Social Security as early as 62. There's all these ideas called file and suspend, or having a restricted application, all these different types of things. But if all you provide to me is your name and the primary insurance amount, the amount that you're going to get from Social Security, I can assure you that the answer is very simple. You don't need me. You don't need anybody to tell you this. The answer is very simple. Wait. Wait until age 70 because ultimately you'd get the most amount of money. But here's some other critical questions that I have to ask you. And here's the reason why I ask them. Number one is we ask about your health. And we ask about the longevity in your family. Because if you think you're going to die early, or if you have a disability, or you have some type of a diagnosis that suggests that there may be a chronic problem within your family, you may want to start taking Social Security earlier than later. Because waiting till age 70, it may not work out. Generally, the break-even point on Social Security choices is age anywhere between 81 and 83. If you think you're going to live longer than age 83, you should wait as long as you can to take Social Security. But there's other factors to consider. In our questionnaire, we ask, do you plan on working in your 60s? And if so, how much do you expect to make? If you expect to make, let's say, $25,000 or more between age 62 and 66, it may not make sense, and I say may not make sense, to start taking Social Security at 62. You should wait till 66. Why is that? That's because at age 62, if you take Social Security and you make more than $15,000, you need to pay back $1 for every $2 of Social Security that you've earned when your earnings exceed $15,000. You got to be careful about that stuff. So we need a lot of information. Another thing that we ask you about is tell us about your other assets. What other assets might you have that you could rely upon to support your retirement income that might allow it to make more sense to be able to defer your Social Security? Because one of the things that we talked about in a previous show was the fact that one of the best investments out there right now, believe it or not, is the deferral of your Social Security benefit. The more you wait to take your Social Security benefit, yes, you get a larger amount, but you also get interest and earnings on the money that you haven't taken. And that money, that type of guaranteed earning, is not available in the stock market, certainly not available in the bond market, not available in money market accounts. So is it something worth considering? So please understand that when we send you this questionnaire, we're doing it as a fiduciary. We want to place your interests first. So if you want a great, free Social Security analysis, you need to be able to fill in all the information. And if you can't, all I can tell you is the answer is just going to be, you know, the same kind of garbage in as garbage out. I can tell you the answer will always be take it later if we don't have all the information. But when we have it all, we can give you the right answers, the right information, and I think that's something that you want. Okay, something else I want to talk to you about in this first segment is this thing, 10 things not to buy in 2014. 2 weeks ago, I was teaching my son's junior achievement class. I've been doing junior achievement at the Sargent Elementary School, for I think now 11 years, because all of my kids have gone through the Sargent Elementary School. I taught junior achievement in all of their grades. What junior achievement is a volunteer program delivered by parents, delivered by business people who teach the kids about basic economics, basic personal finance. We talk about the difference between wants and needs. We talk about how assembly lines work. We talk about how management systems work. One of the great things we talk about is How does your teacher get paid? That's one of the great questions that we ask actually in the second grade, believe it or not. You should hear the answers that we get. Most kids think that the parents pay the teachers. You know, on parent-teacher night, they think that the parents go in and they're writing them a check or handing them some cash. Or they say, well, the principal hands out paychecks to everybody. That's not quite how it all works. And so the kids begin to learn that some people get paid because we pay taxes. It's a great education for the kids, and it's so cool to watch them develop and gain that experience through second, third, fourth, and fifth grade. But in the fifth grade class that I was teaching 2 weeks ago, I asked the kids to think about technologies that their parents have, that their parents had back then that no longer exist today. And then we start talking about technologies that exist today that are brand new, that have come into play since just before they got into elementary school. And I ask them this one question. I say to them, what has been around longer, Barack Obama as president or the iPad? Think about that. Barack Obama has been president for, say, 5.5 years. Do you know that the iPad isn't that old? The iPad came into effect. iPad number one came into effect after Barack Obama was president. And we're now in what? Iteration number 3 or 4 of the iPad in 4 or 5 years? Imagine that. There's a device. And think of all the copycat devices that are out there, too, with all the Samsungs and the Googles and all that kind of stuff. We have that little technology where we move our fingers to open up a document. You think nothing of that now. We think nothing of that technology. It wasn't even around when my fifth grader was in kindergarten. It wasn't even around then, 5 years ago. So things have changed. So one of the things I was telling the kids about, I said, this whole wireless technology thing really blows me away, how you can actually scan something or even send a picture through your phone through molecules, I guess. I don't know how pictures get transmitted through the air miraculously, kind of like how the Starship Enterprise worked, where you just kind of vaporize and then appear somewhere else. But I was saying to the kids, you know, back before we had this wireless technology, we had this thing called a fax machine, where you would take a document, and you know how this thing worked. You take the document, you slide it into the machine, and somehow it gets all read and is sent through this tiny little wire. Somehow, through to countries, to states, whatever, and at the other end, it comes back on the fax machine looking the same as it did when it went in. And I'm telling the kids about this, and I'm getting the blankest of stares. And it occurred to me, these kids had no idea what a fax machine was. So I asked them, I said, do you guys know what a fax machine is? And they're looking at me like I had 9 heads. It amazes me. I mean, we still use fax machines, I think, in our office some days. I think many offices still have a fax machine. But how many fax machines do you really see in people's homes these days? Remember the old thermal paper you had to buy, the big roll of paper? You know, that doesn't exist really in homes anymore. So technology is changing so rapidly. So I wanted to tell you about these 10 things that are items that are not to buy in 2014. But as I look at my clock, I think we're up against the clock. So perhaps I'm going to ask you to hang around. And we're going to tell you those 10 things not to buy in 2014 when we get back. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Do you wonder whether your investments, 401k, and Social Security income will be enough to support you in retirement? It's time to stop worrying and start planning. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. For more than 4 decades, Friedman Financial has provided individuals and families on the North Shore with clear answers to retirement questions. We listen to your goals, review your whole financial situation, and craft an investment strategy especially for you. At Friedman Financial, planning is what we do, and we present ideas to you in a language you can understand. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, to easeandad.financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hey, Wally, how you doing?
Good, Johnny. Can't complain, pal.
What can I get you, buddy?
You know, Johnny, I start my day here every morning, and I get a nice coffee and a Boston cream donut.
Just say my usual.
Well, that's what I should say, but all your donuts are good. I never know till I walk in here and see what I want. I love your Boston cream donut. You're filled from front to back. You're beautiful.
Wally, you're my best advertising.
Nah, Johnny, I'm just telling the truth.
Say no more.
Honeydew Donuts in Wakefield, Melrose, Stoneham, Danvers, and Georgetown.
Honeydew Donuts, enjoy the local flavor.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a house.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. If you were just listening, you know that I teased something. I was hoping to tell you about the 10 things not to buy in 2014. I was about to read the list, and then I looked up at the clock, and I thought, oh, man, we have to take a break. We have to let our sponsors step in here and make some announcements and let them tell you about their services and products. You know, one thing that you should probably know, and I'm going to tell you a secret because I don't know if you know this. The sponsors that you hear on the radio, they don't pay me to speak. Many people seem to think that the sponsors are like buying space on my show. That's not true. I do get to pick some of the sponsors that are on the show, but I don't charge them to be on my show. They pay to be advertisers, of course, of the radio station, but on my show, I get to pick and choose who I want to have advertising on my show, and I kind of do it gratis. I do this. I pay for this show. I pay for my time here on the radio. No one's paying me to be on the radio. I do wish the radio station would pay me, and if they'd like to, that would be fine. But I'm very happy to come on the radio and provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. All right, so let's talk about this thing, the 10 things not to buy in 2014. Will you continue to buy cable TV beginning next year? I don't know. You know, I'm getting a little frustrated with my relationship that I have with Comcast because my system continues to go up, down, backwards, and forwards. It doesn't necessarily work all the time. They do some really cool graphics. But you know what I've learned? Is that my kids no longer want to join me downstairs in the family room to watch TV. You know why? They're watching TV on their computer or their tablets. They use Netflix. They use the ABC app or the NBC app, and they can watch every television show through their computer. They no longer need cable TV. Now, that's a generation. I mean, if you're 55 plus, 60 plus, perhaps you're saying, you know what? I don't want to mess with the change. I'll just stick with the cable company. Well, that's all well and good, but I assure you of this. At some point, the cable company is going to stick it to you. Because what they want to do is they want to try to offer services in the most efficient manner possible. And if there's a whole glut of people who are not paying them subscription fees in the cable space, they need to redevelop, they need to re-engineer themselves, they need to come up with other strategies for making money, or they're going to start raising subscription rates. Now, the thing that drives me nuts with cable companies, and I'll tell you this, is, listen, every time you listen on the radio, you listen to the radio right here on 104.9, there's either Verizon or Comcast or whomever is always sponsoring something, and they're always talking about some better deal. When's the last time you got a call from Comcast or Verizon saying, oh, hey, we were reviewing your account and we realized that I think you're paying us too much money. We've got this great deal that you might want to consider, and I could just save you money instantly. No, the only time you hear about those is when you're going to be a new customer with somebody else, or you've got a real complaint and you threaten to them, you know, hey, I'm thinking about moving from Comcast to Verizon. And then they'll go, oh, wait, 1 second. I think we can work something out. Well, wouldn't it be good business practice? Well, I don't know if it's good business practice, but good moral practice to reach out to people and say, hey, we can do something better. Remember, I think it was a time, I think it was Staples that did it, that if you bought something at Staples and then they ended up lowering the price within 30 days, they just mailed you a check so that you didn't have to worry about coming back to get the refund. I think it was Staples. It might have been somebody else. Anyways, so cable TV, one of those things. Think about it. You might love cable TV today. Chances are cable TV, perhaps even next year or the year after, will not be what it used to be. Second one, and here's the big one. How many of you have abandoned your landline? Okay, I'll tell you, most people in their 20s and 30s are saying, why do I need to have a phone that plugs into the wall? I have my cell phone. And think about it. When the phone rings at your house, how frustrated do you get? You can't find that phone, can you? Because we've all gone to these cordless phones, And so the phones are scattered all over the place. And then when you find the phone that you think is ringing, you pick it up and the battery's dead. But what phone never runs out of batteries because you're always worried about keeping it charged? That's your cell phone. One of the other things that's really cool about a cell phone, have you found a cell phone directory? If someone wants to look you up, look up your cell phone number or call information 411, can they get that? No, they cannot. Perhaps that will change. But the landline is something that is going away. Why bother to have it? It's why, if you really look at it, one of the most inexpensive costs that you have in your house today is the cost of your landline. It doesn't cost you very much. Take a look at how much it costs to make a long-distance telephone call from your landline. Not much at all. It used to be, I remember as a kid, when I was calling the 403 area code, my parents would say, that's a long-distance call, you better make that quick. I mean, you've probably all been through that, right? We don't have to worry about that anymore. In fact, when you use your cell phone, you don't think twice about calling California, Oregon, or Salem, Massachusetts. It doesn't matter where you call. No one thinks twice about using an area code. It's interesting, but landlines, they're not going to be around for much longer. Here's another one that's going away. GPS devices. When I bought my first, well, not my first car, but the past few cars, I always wanted to have this GPS technology inside my car because I thought it was a really cool thing to have. And you realize that the GPS technology in your car was a disc that sat underneath your passenger seat in many cases or in the trunk of your car or somewhere. And that GPS would be able to give you guidance and directions and whatnot. But as you well know, roads change, streets change, there's developments, there's all sorts of things that happen. But if it's on a disc, how often does that change? Well, it's an opportunity for them to sell you another disc for your GPS machine. But when I travel, I use my phone now. Did you know that your phone has a built-in GPS system? You can either use Google Maps or Yahoo Maps or a lot of different types of devices that you can just take your phone, stick it on the dashboard, and it will talk to you. It will tell you where you need to go. You need not buy a GPS or a TomTom machine or anything like that anymore. Nobody uses them. That was one of those short-lived things. I remember the rush on TomTom machines about 4 or 5 years ago during Christmas. Everybody had to have a TomTom. And now where is TomTom? I don't even know if they exist anymore. They may, but most people can find that stuff on their phone. Another thing that's coming, that's going away, DVD and Blu-ray players. Think about it. Remember when we used to go to Blockbuster? Or remember even back before that, you used to go to the video store and you get the little VCR tapes? Well, Blockbuster is long gone. Do you walk into any Blockbuster stores anymore? Anybody know where there's one that exists? Absolutely not. Now, there's Redbox. Redbox has been pretty cool. That's about $1 a piece to buy one of those movies, but you run the risk of it being available or not. But the idea of buying Blu-ray discs and DVD players, the only people that I think are buying those things are parents who want to stick those items into their car so they can use them as candy for the kids to keep them quiet while they're driving long distances. Because in reality, most of those movies now are downloadable. Did you know that Comcast, or Xfinity, I guess as they call it, has an app right now, and it's free? You can download movies to your phone for free and watch them without even having to need access to the internet. All of these things are happening around us. Look, I'm 48 years old. I think I'm 48. Yeah, 48 years old. I had to think about that for a minute. 48 years old, and so I'm kind of on that cusp of adapting to technology, but also remembering what it was like in the past. But I'm very open to change, very, very open to change. And I do think that as we get older, we need to be willing to be adaptable to change, or things are just going to pass us by. If we want to continue to have conversations with our children, with our grandchildren, with our great-grandchildren, we need to be able to adapt and understand and be open to the possibility that the way things were are going to change, not I want to keep things the way they were. We have to embrace what's to come. Here's a couple other things that won't be gone, that will likely be gone by the end of this year or next year. The whole idea of two-year phone contracts. Who wants to pay 2 years for a phone contract these days? Phones change and update so quickly that the desirability of having a two-year contract is going away. Another one that's likely to go away are these mileage points that exist on credit cards. You know, I'm a big points guy. I mean, I'm a Marriott points guy. I do lots of points. But the thing to be careful of is make sure that the points company that you're going to work with has a well-established points program. Everybody seems to want to offer points these days. A lot of these points programs are going to expire. They're going to disappear. They're not going to be managed well. If you're going to join a points program, find something that you really believe long-term will be around 5-6 years from now. I'm a big Marriott guy, like I said, and I really live by my Marriott points. But the last one, the one that everybody seemed to want to get, everybody had to have a digital camera, right? We all bought out, we ran out, got our little Canon cameras and our Nikon cameras and all that stuff. Do you realize that your cell phone, if you have an iPhone, it takes better pictures than most of the digital cameras that are out there today? The problem is most people don't know what to do with the pictures. That becomes the problem. We don't have the old photomat booths anymore. We don't have you do have the 1 hour photo printing places, but who really prints their pictures these days? How few people print a whole collection of pictures? Now what you end up doing is you find one picture or two pictures that you might like. You print it out, you can put it on canvas, you can do lots of things with it. But what do we do to manage our pictures? I think that's one of the things to come, is giving us a strategy and an idea on how we manage photographs long term. I must have a million pictures. And they may be duplicated and triplicated in my computer, and they take up an enormous amount of space. There's got to be a way to start organizing that better. And there is technology out there that does that, don't get me wrong, but I think it needs to be simplified, and I think that's coming too. All right, so those are some things that you want to be careful about buying in 2014, because you don't want to find yourself saying, hey, you think you got a great deal, but it's just not going to be there anymore. I think one of the best inventions this past year, and we've given them away to clients, and it's actually an invention. In interest of full disclosure, it was invented by my brother-in-law. It's called a halo. If you happen to go to Staples, you go to Office Max, you go to anywhere, if you watch QVC, it was last year's number one selling product on QVC. It's called a halo. What it does is it charges your phone. It's a little unit. It almost looks like a lipstick compact. And it has a little plug on the end of it, and you plug your cell phone into it, and it holds two full charges. So you can charge your phone while you're in your car, it's in your pocket, while you're out at the beach, whatever it is, and it will charge your phone. It's a great little gimmick. You can pick those up at Staples or wherever. Not that I was expecting to plug my brother-in-law's product, but he's sold literally millions of them. All right, we're going to take a quick break. But before we do, I want to remind you about our weekly newsletter. Our weekly newsletter is called Planning Pointers, and we've been delivering it since March of 2009. There are over 5,000 issues of this publication that go out, or I should say there are 5,000 subscribers, and we send newsletters to all of those folks each and every Friday, or it arrives in your inbox at 10:30 in the morning each Friday. It's including little bits of information, pieces like this 10 things not to buy in 2014, how to go about maximizing Social Security, how do I make the most of the Coinstar machine at my local supermarket, and that's not a ripoff, folks. It's a great deal if you do it right. All sorts of little ideas. Now, we do also talk about things that are going on in the economy, about the market, about mutual funds, about annuities, about investments, about all sorts of things. But it's a whole potpourri of stuff, and I keep it really, really simple, because I think that's what people want. So Friedman Financial is all about delivering financial advice in a language you can understand. Dollars and cents is the same. Financial advice in a language you can understand. We're up against the clock. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about this story about people that are thinking about retiring at 30 and 35 and the dangers that they're facing simply because they want to retire. We'll be right back. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Hi, this is Billy Costa from Dining Playbook and the High School Quiz Show, and I've got Alan Gibley with me right now. You know what I'm impressed about most with your shop? All the different brands of all different levels. Give me the list.
We have 11,000 square feet of men's clothing, including a full Tommy Bahama shop within our store. We have Brioni, Canali, the finest out of Italy, Hugo Boss, Z, Zegna, anything that you see in the finest stores around the country.
And you know what I love, too, when you walk in, you've got that cool bar, and you always have snacks and cookies or cakes on the bar and a hot cup of coffee or espresso. Oh, should I mention the tailoring is free?
Always free, and our tailors are the best out of Italy.
By the way, if you're like one of those enormously muscle-bound guys or just, you know, just a big fella, Ghibli's can take care of you like nobody else because custom suits and clothing is the specialty, right, buddy?
Absolutely. From custom to casual wear, we can custom fit you without a problem.
That's Alan Ghibli, and it's Ghibli's Fine Men's Clothing, Route 114 in Danvers. You know what? Just go to the website, Ghibli's.com.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial in Peabody and host of Dollars and Cents. Do you like what you're hearing on today's show? Does our approach to financial planning make sense to you? If you answered yes, then I'd like to learn more about your financial goals and objectives. You see, our team at Friedman Financial can help you put your financial house in order and keep your focus on the big picture. Sure, we manage money for you, but if you're like most of our clients, you want someone who provides advice in all areas of your financial life, too. Think of us as your rational sounding board for financial questions and direction. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial plan, we're here to help you with the strategies to get you there. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
This June at Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater, anything goes. The greatest musicals in Broadway history, Anything Goes is a high-energy dance spectacular that is sure to delight audiences of all ages. It's smooth sailing on the high seas in this Cole Porter classic musical featuring all the memorable melodies you already know and love. But it free me on the bottom, you're the Shore Music Theater proudly presents the delightful, the delicious, the loveliest musical of all time, Anything Goes. Anything Goes, now through June 15th. For tickets, log on to nsmt.org. Don't miss the boat. Get your tickets today.
You're listening to the North Shore's number one station for good time favorites and fun all weekend long. WBOQ Gloucester.
Your good time favorite, North Shore 104.9.
Who finds the money? I know you got a mess of dough here.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It is top of the hour. Hope you're all having a great Sunday. I hope you're enjoying this wonderful weather. The Red Sox seem to be back in the swing of things after that very lengthy 10-game losing streak. I was hoping that they were going to win 8 in a row this week, but it just didn't happen. So they've tied the record for the most wins following a double-digit loss. They didn't break the record. They tied the record. I think it's with the Pirates and I forget who the other team was. Doesn't really matter at this point. But they're back to their winning ways, and I'd like to see that. It always makes things better here in Boston. I mean, they've ruined enough of our summers for so many decades that it's nice to be back on the winning side. You know, it's actually amazing to me that my kids just see Boston as this town that always wins championships. I mean, I think about my oldest is 18 years old. My youngest, Corey, is 10, soon to be 11 next week. And all these guys have done is they've seen championship parades. They've been to championship games. They've watched playoffs. I mean, the Celtics win, the Bruins win, the Patriots win, the Red Sox win. It's just really remarkable. I mean, what other city around these days has that kind of winning attitude? It's really remarkable. So I'm loving it while it lasts, but I know that it doesn't last forever. And we'll all be miserable again someday, but let's enjoy this as best we can. At any rate, we are here each and every Sunday morning delivering financial advice in a language you can understand. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial. It's a financial planning firm that has been on the North Shore since 1968, started by my father. My dad retired in 2007. I run the firm with my business partner, Marion Gilman. And we have a support staff of three other people. We do comprehensive financial planning for individuals and families living on the North Shore, in the Merrimack Valley and in the southern New Hampshire area. If that sounds like you, we'd be more than delighted to meet with you. We host a complimentary initial consultation for anybody who wants to come and visit us. If you'd like more information about our firm, all you need to do is visit my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Or, if you'd like, you can call the office. It's that simple. Yes, the phones still work at my office, and believe it or not, if you call during business hours, you get a real voice. That's right. You're not going to get dumped to voicemail. It's one of the commitments that we've made to our clients, that there will always be a real voice that answers the phone. My phone number at the office is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. What you do, Jody will likely answer the phone. She's my assistant. You just mention, hey, you heard us on the radio. You'd like to schedule a free initial consultation. What she'll do is she'll send a kit to you. It's a little booklet that explains to you who we are, how we work, and how you can prepare for your initial meeting. It's a great way for you to begin putting your thoughts together, putting everything together to say, you know what? It's finally time to get serious. We've had an insurance guy. We've had an investment guy. We've tried to do some of this on our own. We got so many questions. We're buried in paperwork. We got Social Security decisions to make. I got to decide which pension to choose. What do I do with my 401k? I got this annuity that's sitting here. All these little things that are weighing on you, not to mention the fact that your kids might need money or you got to help out a parent or whatever it might be. As a financial planner, as a certified financial planner professional, we are trained on a daily basis to give you the advice you need. We put it together, wrap it up in a big picture. But what I do is I don't hand you a financial plan that's by the pound. I'm not interested in giving you this fancy leatherette binder with 200 pages in it that you'll simply stick on a bookshelf and never look at again. The financial plans we prepare for our clients are working, living, breathing documents. They change on a regular basis, and you have full and complete and total access to this information through the internet if you want it. You watch and monitor your progress. We give you guidance along the way. If you've been wondering, gee, should I buy, lease, or finance a car? Can I afford to sell my house and move into, let's say, Brooksby Village? What if I want to try to help my grandkids pay their education costs? But what if I also have to worry about taking care of myself in retirement? All of those questions are things that we consider and talk about and build a strategy that makes sense to you, always knowing that change will be required. One of the things that I think our firm is famous for is that we want to deliver you absolute flexibility. The more you have your hands tied, the less flexibility you have. We never want you to be in that situation. So if it's something that you'd like, if you'd like to talk to us more about that, please give my office a call, 978-531-8108. Ask for Jody. We'll send you a kit. We'll schedule a free initial consultation for you. Second thing I want to tell you about. We are offering right now a free Social Security analysis for anybody that wants to know what's the best way to maximize my Social Security benefit. It's a great piece of software written by PhDs out of Baylor University. It's the leading piece of software that's available, and it's offered through financial advisors. Many financial advisors charge for it. I want to provide it to you free of charge to my subscribers of my newsletter, to my clients, and those that listen to this radio show. If you want this free analysis, best way to do that is to go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. You'll say, sign up for the newsletter. You see, hit that button. And so you're going to type in your email address, and in the comments section, just write Social Security Analysis. What I will do is when we get the messages on Monday, we will send an email off to you that will have a questionnaire attachment on it. You'll fill out the information as best you can, and then we'll send an email back to you with your report. If that's something you'd like, we'd love to provide it to you at no cost whatsoever. Just once again, visit my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. All right, we were talking in the last segment. I was telling you about this story that appeared on MarketWatch about this person that wrote a story called How to Retire Early. And when they said retire early, they were talking about retiring at 35 years old. And what this person was shooting to do was saying, you know what, I've worked for 15 years, and I've had enough, and I'm going to retire. And what this person began to realize is that retirement and the needs that we have in retirement change from decade to decade to decade. They also realize that it's actually not a big deal to work. Working is something that is both physically challenging, mentally challenging, but socially enjoyable. Certainly if you have a bunch of coworkers to hang out with, to talk with, to consider, to have an adult conversation with. Retiring at 30, retiring at 40, retiring even at 60 is something that is not common anymore, to tell you the truth, folks. There'll be a lot of headlines. There'll always be the little things that says, this person made $2 billion and they retired at 35. Well, that's great. There's one in every 300 million people out there. Not likely to be you. Now, I know that there's a lot of people that say, you know, I've been working at this job for 30 years, 35 years, and I'm sick of it. I can't wait to retire and just crash my butt on a rocking chair and sip iced tea and watch the kids, maybe play golf, and that's all I'm going to do. And I will tell you, I see that every single day. 65% of our clients are retired. But when I say they're retired, many of them are retired from their other job. Most people choose to do something else because, folks, at 65, you're not with, you don't have the same level of health concerns that your parents had 20, 30, 40 years ago. At 65, there's a 50% chance you'll live to 90. A 50% chance you'll live to 90. Now, if you remember back to earlier in the show, we talked about Social Security. And I talked to you about the fact that if you plan on living longer than age 82, you're best off waiting as long as you can to collect your Social Security benefit because you'll get more. And here the statistics are saying you're likely to live a 50% chance you'll live to 90. But will you be able to do what you can do at 90 than what you can do at 62 or 65? That's the big decision. Does it make sense to have more money early on in your 60s and less money in your 90s? One of the things that came back to us in my office just this past couple of weeks, a gentleman, actually it was a couple, they're in their 80s. They went on a trip to Australia. And they came back saying that they had the most remarkable time in Australia. 3.5 weeks they spent there. And if you saw this couple, if you saw them walking the streets here of the North Shore, you would say, wow, they're in great shape. They look fabulous. But what they told us was that they would never, ever do it again. They only wish they did it 10 years earlier. Because they realized at the conclusion of that trip that they were so mentally, emotionally, physically exhausted that they knew that it would take weeks for their bodies and minds to recover from such an elaborate journey. And they said to themselves, as much as we loved this trip, we could probably never do it again. And I don't know if anybody wants to be in a situation where they say, I'm going to do this with the hopes that recognizing that when I get back, I may never be able to do it again. Folks, spend some money. Enjoy yourself. You know, I face and see so many people that end up shortchanging their retirement simply because they don't think they have enough money. And when we work with clients to show them how their money can be used effectively, they're amazed at how better they can spend their money, how they can use that money to achieve the goals that they want. Because the biggest thing that we see happening in my office is that all too many people die leaving their children enormous sums of money. When I say enormous sums of money, $1 million, $500,000, $2 million. And if your child at age 50 or 60 inherits that, what are they going to do with it? You may like to think, oh, they'll be responsible. Oh, they'll put it into a nice, safe account. They wouldn't want that money to lose money because it was an inheritance from mom and dad. Wouldn't want to put any of that money to risk, right? Wrong. That does not happen. We average 9 to 12 deaths a year in my office. And that's not because we have diseases or something in my office. No. I said, my father started the firm in 1968. We've got a lot of clients that are in their 80s and 90s. But folks, I will tell you, your children are going to spend the money much more rapidly, much more extravagantly than you ever would have. and they're not going to worry about whether they're going to run out. But here, we're living in a society today where interest rates are so low that everybody's like, geez, I don't know, my account's going to earn 1% or 2%. If that's all I can take. You can take more as long as it's invested. If it's money sitting in the bank, well, that's a whole other story. But you can take more, and you know what? You also have an enormous asset that's likely to pass to the kids as well. And you know what that asset is? Your house. Chances are, you haven't given much thought to pulling a window out of the front of your house and bringing it down to the bank for cash. That house, that asset that you have, is likely to be passed on to your children and split. Now, when your parents or your grandparents passed away, what was the value of their house? What did they pass on to you? Maybe the house was worth $29,900, $59,900, and each got $10,000 or $20,000. Not a bad sum back then. But today, houses are $500,000, $800,000, $400,000. Mortgage is gone. The kids split the money. I assure you, they're not keeping the house. They sell the house. They split the money. How about the vacation property up in New Hampshire or Maine that you loved so much, that it was such a great place that you thought the kids would want to come to? If it's not up to date, the kids are selling it. Mom and Dad, the kids are selling it. They want the cash. They want to be able to travel. Recognize what you have for assets. Use them to the best you can to maximize your lifestyle. And in fact, many clients are telling us today what they love to do, what they absolutely get the greatest joy from, is developing a strategy so that they can spend money on their children while they're living. That might include a lengthy family vacation. That might include buying the grandchildren cars or helping for college education costs. That might include just buying a computer or a bicycle or whatever it might be to help them out. They don't have to be huge expenses, but they want to be able to be more generous and give the kids their money. And that's what we're seeing happening. That's what can happen. Retiring early is not what it sounds like. You've got to keep busy. You're going to be alive a lot longer than you ever imagined. Just think about that. We'll be right back. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Where do you go for masonry supplies? Linden and Malden Cement Block. They've been serving the North Shore and Boston area homeowners and contractors since 1918. They carry a full line of masonry and hardscape supplies to build or repair your stairs, chimney, foundation, walkway, patio, or retaining wall. Stop by Linden and Malden, located at 636 Lynn Street in Malden, to see their outdoor display to spark ideas. Their staff will help you pick out quality materials to do your project the right way. Online, lindenmalden.com, or call 781-324-7777.
No worries, no schedules, and no commotion. Wouldn't that be a great way to enjoy your retirement?
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents. Heard here Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. Retirement is filled with rewards, but there's lots of confusing information out there about IRAs, 401ks, and Social Security benefits. You know, planning for retirement can be downright frightening. Isn't it time you got financial advice in a language you can understand? For over 40 years, we've helped individuals and families like you wade through the minutiae and focus on the big picture. If you're ready to get serious about your retirement plan, let's meet and discuss investment strategies that are right for you. For a free initial consultation or an information kit, call me at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered financial advisor.
This June at Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater, anything goes. One of the greatest musicals in Broadway history, Anything Goes is a high-energy dance spectacular that is sure to delight audiences of all ages. It's smooth sailing on the high seas in this Cole Porter classic musical featuring all the memorable melodies you already know and love.
But it's free.
Shore Music Theater proudly presents the delightful, the delicious, the loveliest musical of all time, Anything Goes. Anything Goes, now through June 15th. For tickets, log on to
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm President and CEO of Friedman Financial, and I am your host here each and every Sunday morning right here on North Shore 104.9. Did you know that on North Shore 104.9 they have the Red Sox games? All of the Red Sox games are heard right here. You know, a funny thing happened earlier this week. I was driving in my car, and I had both the station that normally plays the Red Sox games, the other FM station, that sports radio station, and I had North Shore 104.9 on. I was flipping back and forth because I wanted to see about the timing of the game. Which one happens? How's it all work? And did you know that if you want to hear what happens first at a Red Sox game, you'll hear it on 104.9 before you'll hear it on the other sports radio station. There's about a 2-second delay, but it comes first on 104.9. So if you are like one of these superstar bettors, you know, the really speedy trading stuff, if you want to like guess that someone's going to hit a home run, you could hear it once on 104.9 and maybe bet it somewhere else. No, I'm kidding. I don't think that would really work. But there is a slight difference in delay. You actually hear the game first on 104.9. So if you want to know what's happening at Fenway or anywhere the Red Sox are playing and you can't make it to the game, tune into 104.9. You will find the Red Sox are here, and they're here before they're heard elsewhere. Pretty cool, huh? Okay. Like I said, my name is Mark Friedman. I provide financial planning advice in a language you can understand, and that's what we shoot for each and every Sunday morning here. If you'd like to continue that conversation, if you'd like to sit down with me, I'd be delighted to meet with you. We offer a free initial consultation at my office in Peabody. Everybody knows where the office is. It's right near the North Shore Mall. There's that red brick building that's right behind Shaw's Supermarket. I'm up on the third floor. I've been there for, well, our office there has been, I think, 17 years we've been there. It's been a long time, and we're staying there. We just extended our contract and our lease there. So we would love to meet with you. If you'd like to talk to us, give my office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. You can also sign up for our free weekly newsletter called Planning Pointers. It comes out every Friday promptly at 10:30 in the morning. It goes right into your inbox. We'll send it there. What you need to do to get that is go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. You hit up the button that says sign up for the newsletter. It's real easy. Little window will pop up. You'll put in your email address. And if you want to send me some questions, you want to ask me anything you want, put it in the comments section. And, hey, if you want to get that free Social Security analysis that I talked about earlier in the show, just mention that and we'll get that off to you as well. We'll send you the questionnaire for you to fill out and we'll take care of that analysis. All right. One thing I wanted to talk to you about today was what I call one of the most valuable tax breaks that's out there today that people neglect to use. And it's in your house. Did you know that you can now sell your home and make at least a $500,000 profit on the sale of your home and not have to pay tax on it? If you're a married couple, and let's say you bought your home in Ipswich for $250,000, and today you sell your home for $700,000. Let's assume in all of that time, the 20 years you might have been there, you never put a nickel into the place. You probably did, but just for argument's sake, let's go there. 700 minus 250,000, or 700,000 minus 250,000, is $450,000. You might say, oh my God, that's a big gain. So you may be thinking the old rule was you had to buy another place and roll that gain over to another piece of property. Are you aware that you don't have to do that anymore? You could actually sell your property, have the $450,000 gain, and not even have to pay tax on it if you're married. A lot of people are surprised by that. A lot of people still thinking they're all living in the old rules, the way things used to be. Rules have changed with a lot of stuff as it relates to selling a home. The rules have changed as it relates to making gifts to people. Many people still think that the maximum gift you can make to an individual without having to incur an estate tax reporting is $10,000. That number is $14,000 now. There's changes on how much money you can put into your 401k or place into an IRA or who's eligible for a Roth IRA. All of those rules are changing every day. And it's one of the things that as a certified financial planner, I am responsible, and Marion in my office as well is responsible for making sure that we understand those rules. Because those rules can be tremendously, tremendously beneficial to you. One of the things that's been out there, though, is the 529 plan. That's a great college savings plan for a lot of folks. It's a way to put money aside for your kids who intend on going to college, where you can invest the money and the money grows tax-free. I was very surprised this past week to meet a new prospect who came in to tell us that they were working with a financial advisor who advised them to immediately terminate their 529 plans for the children, cash in the accounts, and place them in the parents' joint name and invest the money, and then place all future contributions into IRAs for themselves. I found that very peculiar. Now, perhaps the advisor thought that he was trying to set them up for financial aid purposes. Perhaps there was a reason for doing that. But what he may not have bothered to ask was these particular people made a significant six-figure income. These people had 401ks and 403bs, but they had very little money owned personally. And the strategy just didn't seem to make sense. But it did make sense if the intent was to try to participate in financial aid, to try to be eligible for it. But that wasn't the purpose of these people at all. They weren't going to get financial aid. So sometimes I find that too many financial advisors provide advice based on single sleeves of information without understanding the big picture. There's a lot of advice providers that are out there these days. And it's up to you to decide where's the best place to find it. Well, one of the ways that I've tried to help the public adapt to that is through a book that is going to be released the mid part of this month. It's called Retiring with Confidence. And it's through a series of books that you've seen, the Idiot's books, the Dummies books. There's a whole new series of books that are going to roll out, and they're called For the Genius. My book is Retiring with Confidence for the Genius. And it's written for people who are over the age of 55, who are either in retirement, approaching retirement, or celebrating their golden years. It's for people who plan to spend somewhere between $4,000 and $10,000 a month. And it's for people who have a net worth, everything you own, including your house, of between $500,000 and $2 million. If that sounds like you, and I know that sounds like a lot of people that live on the North Shore, live in the Merrimack Valley, live in the southern New Hampshire area, I think you're really going to find this book compelling. If you go to my website and sign up for my newsletter, you will find a special coupon code that's going to be provided there. You'll be able to order this book and get a discount for it. My website is FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. You just go in, sign up for the newsletter, and you'll start to see the coupon code and all that stuff pop up. In the weeks that follow, I'm going to start telling you little stories that come from that book. But I just saw the layout of it this past week, and it really looks cool. It's not just your ordinary book. It's got all sorts of little characters, little whimsical people, little call-out boxes, all sorts of fun stuff. It's a real, real easy book to read. It's financial advice in a language you can understand. And it's my pleasure to deliver it to the people who I believe who need it most. I call you the mass affluent baby boomer. These are the people that need it most. They get forgotten about. They get taken advantage of. But this book is designed to harness you with the knowledge that you need to make you a genius, to show you that you can do this on your own if you want. But if you want help, we'll show you ways to get it as well. All right, we're up against the clock. I've got to get out of here. Dana Hersey steps in here next. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.